Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Dr. Karen Kann, and the show is the Law of Attraction and Love Radio Show. And thank you so much for joining us, listening in, whether it's live or if you're listening to the archive. Today's show is very special. I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Marcy Newman, and she is the creator of a company called Heart Lights Incorporated. Marcy is a visionary with the ability to teach people of all ages and genders how to hone their law of attraction success and how to achieve the manifestation success they're looking to enjoy. And these days, with everything that's going on in the world, we could definitely use as many wonderful teachers as we can. Wouldn't you agree? Now, what Marcy has done is she's taken the what now question expressed by so many people and created the right here, right now tools for bringing it all together. And so we're going to be asking Marcy today to share a few of these tools that she uses with her clients to help you create the life that you enjoy, whether it be needing improvement in love or relationships, which is my expertise, money or health. And I'm so happy and just overjoyed to be able to bring Marcy to you today. So without further ado, Marcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Karen. I have to tell you that I'm so excited to be here with you and honored. You really provide a wonderful show and an incredible opportunity for your listeners to just become more expansive and aware and to live life differently. So kudos to you.
Oh, well, thank you. And I just love meeting, like-minded souls and people and teachers who really feel a passion for helping people. And so it's a great pleasure for me. And a little later, everyone who's listening live, if you'd like to call in and ask Marcy Newman a question, the number to call in is 347-945-6313. Again, that number is 347-945-6313. And then you're just going to hit 1 to just so I know that your hand's up, and then I can unmute you in the call when we're ready to answer questions. So, Marcy, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to Marcy a little bit earlier before the show, and that our show had been scheduled at 6 a.m. in the morning, which wasn't what we had planned, at least 6 a.m. my time. And I thought, well, that's very strange. And I was just telling her where, you know, every day, we get an opportunity to use our tools, our manifestation tools. And I think the old me would have just kind of freaked out, got mad, started blaming people, and just, you know, would stay mad for a good half a day. But what was really cool is I could say, okay, well, it was scheduled wrong. We don't know why. You know, I could list all the downsides of that. And I thought, well, you know what? Marcy's a law of attraction coach. She knows things happen, and, you know, so am I. So what, you know, what tools can we use? And for me, it was just like, okay, now what? Now let's just keep moving forward, keep moving forward. And for whatever reason, you know, this happened, and we sometimes don't know what the benefit is, but I'm just going to assume there is a benefit. So, so Marcy, thank you for your flexibility. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. As I said before, I'm just excited to be here with you and just to share in this opportunity to connect with your audience and to collaborate, because that's really what we're doing here. We're coming together. You use the term, you know, like minds and like hearts. And,
mm-hmm.
boy, I mean, it's just a beautiful way to live.
Oh, absolutely. And what I get excited about, too, Marcy, is that, you know, over
lost the call.
Start with
Sorry about that, everyone. We got disconnected. You know, this is kind of interesting because it's actually been really forcing me to be present so I can dial the right numbers. So in a moment, we'll be able to hopefully get Marcy back on the line, although since the phone is down, we may not be able to unmute her, so that's the problem here. These technical difficulties. Well, let's see. Looks like my phone line's working again, so that means my internet should be working. So let's try it. Okay, everybody cross your fingers. There we go. Okay. Okay, I think we're back.
Dr. Karen?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? My phone has been doing the weirdest things over the last couple of days. Oh, I lost you again. I can't believe this. Okay. Very interesting. Now, this time it wasn't me, I don't think. I think that the system kicked Marcy out. That is very strange. And we have another caller, too. And, well, actually, I'm so sorry that you're so patient listening to the show. And we're having technical difficulties. While we're waiting for Marcy to call back in again, hopefully she can hear me or get that message. What's very interesting is my boyfriend's reading a book by Greg Braden. Now, Greg Braden is one of our other Law of Attraction authors and a really neat guy, you know, engineer and visionary and really into the Mayan stuff. And he talks about communication and electronics going haywire soon, like during the 2012 thing. And that's exactly what we've been experiencing lately, just weird electronic stuff happening, just no reason for it, just people checking things out, they can't see what's going on, and it's just not working. So just a very, very strange phenomenon. So I apologize for that. Hopefully we can get Marcy back on the line here. If not, I wish I had to do a three-way call on the phone.
Hello. 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 Should I hang up? Hello?
Marcy?
Yes.
Oh, this is really testing our presence and patience, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Okay, now, this is funny because I've never done this on my cell phone, and I need the internet to actually unmute you. So right now, the internet's working, so I've got you unmuted. So I'm just going to walk to the other side of the room.
Okay.
Don't affect the electronics. So let's start from where we hung up. So how did you get started on all this?
With the law of attraction work? It's something, quite frankly, that I think that if I look back through my life, I've always had a natural affinity for. I'm one of those proverbial optimists. Anytime that anything ever happened in my life, it's just a natural processing for me to always trying to shift it or understand it differently or just find the bright side or the good parts, or it's something that really just comes naturally to me. So what happened, I think, throughout my years is that I've learned to hone in these principles and, you know, through my own life experiences, that processing became something that I was able to teach other people. And when The Secret came out a couple of years ago, I was so excited because I said, finally, somebody's sort of putting to words what I've known all along and what I've been teaching and sort of, you know, helping other people to understand. And so I thought it was just this wonderful opportunity for us to sort of have it, you know, in black and white. And to be able to say, oh yeah, this is how it works. This is, you know, how I can understand this. And, you know, what happened from that point was that it became then a language that I could share with other people in a much easier way. And as a result, I think being able to share it in that place of having something where, you know, I could say, okay, did you read that book? Did you watch that DVD? I think it helped people to understand the principles, like I said. However, you know, what happened, and I think that, you know, probably many people that you've come across, and certainly in my own private practice, was that people, after reading the book or watching the DVD, talked about just being very frustrated, and in fact, a lot of people just said, you know, this is hogwash. This is not working for me. You know, I'm spending all this time thinking about what I want, and I'm not getting it. And in fact, I'm getting the opposite of what it is that I'm looking to create. And so as I started to dissect the process that I was teaching, what I actually discovered was that there were some missing pieces in that book, in that DVD, those CDs, in the whole concept. And this is what I discovered. I discovered that, yes, people were spending lots and lots of time thinking about what it was that they wanted, very often not taking the actions that were going to get them in those directions.
Right.
But most importantly, what I discovered is that there was always this gap between what they said they wanted and what was truly in their heart. And what was in their heart was connected to how they were feeling about actually having these very things that they wanted to manifest. And so what I realized, by the way, my background is in nursing, so I have a pretty strong scientific background. And what I realized was actually happening, because I know how the brain works, and as I studied the neuroscience of it more and more, I realized was that, first of all, there's no such thing as a random thought. Thoughts always come from something, and those somethings are always emotions and feelings. And those feelings, as you know, are connected to our past experiences. And so what I knew was that I couldn't change those past experiences for people, but I could help them to shift how those experiences affected them. And that, from my perspective, was the most powerful thing that I had to offer. Because in that offering, all I needed to do was to help people to hone in on what it was that they were feeling at any given moment and to recognize the kinds of thought particles that those feelings are going to produce. So you have to just ask yourself, am I in alignment with what it is that I want to manifest? If I'm, you know, actually, if I'm saying, for instance, that I want to, let's talk about love or a new relationship. If I want to manifest a new relationship, and yet every time I go out and I meet someone, I'm actually looking for the very things that I don't want, then guess what? The thought particles that are going to follow that are going to bring towards me all of those things that I don't want in a relationship. It's just the way it works. So what we have to do is just make sure that our heart is pure. And is it in alignment with our goal? You know, we've all had relationships where we've been burned or hurt, or things didn't work out the way we thought it should or would or could. And they leave an imprint on our heart. So what we need to do is to understand, and I think this is so essential, just to understand that those were important stepping stones that helped us to clarify exactly the kind of relationship that we do want. And
absolutely.
And so in our embrace of them, you suddenly can feel a softening of your connection to that whole notion of relationship. And then what happens is what we attract will finally be something different. So again, from my perspective, the most essential thing that I teach people that I work with is how important it is for them to be able to tap into what they are feeling at any given moment. And that's really the key.
Well, that awareness, too, is something that isn't necessarily natural for most people, I find. It's something that's learned.
I agree with you. I believe that, yeah, society has almost desensitized us to what it is that we're feeling. We're almost taught to, you know, do the opposite, to anytime you're feeling something, squash it down because, you know, your feelings, your emotions are only going to get you in trouble. And in fact, it's the only thing that's going to save us.
Yeah, it's been a huge turnaround for me. I grew up in a family where, you know, being angry was a big no-no. You just didn't get angry, and especially if you're a woman. So I think I buried that for decades, and it came out all sorts of nasty ways and disease and relationships until, you know, and I'm still befriending that shadow part of myself that gets angry. So it's definitely a process, and that's wonderful that you're helping people become aware and be okay with their feelings, not to take it so personally that they're bad, you know, if they have feelings.
Yeah, it's really an essential aspect of our reclaiming these lost parts of ourselves. And it's only in the reclaiming of them that we can have the hope of living authentic lives. We can't be authentic and be hiding any part of ourselves. So in order to be in relationship, and certainly one where, you know, we're looking for that soulmate relationship or a relationship of any depth of any kind, it's essential that we're authentic.
And it's so much easier said than done.
I'm sorry?
And that's so much easier said than done.
But you know what? We have to first know that it's okay to be authentic.
Right.
It's
and
more than okay.
Somebody
it's
might,
essential.
Right. And that may mean somebody may not, you know, like us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough for a lot of people.
Sure.
They want to be liked so much
but they'd rather hide
those parts of themselves so that they'll be liked.
The point is that you can't experience anything that you're denying.
Mm-hmm.
If you're denying that you're likable, you will never experience being likable. They can't go together. They can't live together in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So you must, 100% of the time, be willing to just let it all out and know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are lovable under every circumstance. You know, and very often, you know, then we can realize, well, we've been looking, you know, for love in the wrong places because we haven't been able to love ourselves. And so you can't experience love on any level if you are not loving yourself 100%. It's just not possible. And we're talking even energetically and vibrationally. If you think about the vibration that, you know, love holds, nowhere in there is there also the vibration of fear. And that's what, you know, this feeling comes from, you know, where you feel that there are parts of you that need to be hidden.
Right, because that's a fear vibration. That's a lower vibration.
Exactly.
Different action point.
Right. So if you want to experience love, you must first start to embrace every aspect of yourself. And it's that same embrace as you know, when we look at the different aspects of the other relationships that we've experienced, as we embrace them and know that they have brought us to where we are today, we have to exercise that same love for everything that we've experienced, not just in romantic relationships. It has to be in every single aspect of our lives. So regardless of what we've experienced, there is something so beautiful in where it has brought us. And I know that that's a big nut for a lot of people to chew on. But again, when we are clear about what we want to experience, this is the only way. There is no other way. So let's get to it.
Well, what you were saying earlier was really interesting to me as well, because I remember that it's not necessarily even our own personal experiences that imprint some negative thoughts or non-supportive thoughts about relationships. But I remember that I was attracting someone like my father based on how close I was with my mother, and she had many different beliefs that, you know, men were untrustworthy and based on her personal experience. And I literally, as a child, absorbed those, imprinted those, and didn't even know that was part of my subconscious programming. So, of course, I attracted someone who, you know, belittled me at times and made fun of me and all those things that my mother experienced, and had was completely clueless. You know, like, how did this happen? I thought it was normal. You know, until somebody else pointed out to me, I don't think that's really healthy, you know.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And what's important also is that, now, as you said, and this was so key, you weren't even aware of your subconscious belief system. So what we can do then, because sometimes we're not aware, right? We're not feeling it. We're not understanding it. So sometimes what we have to do is just take a look at what we've attracted and go backwards and say, okay, if that's what I attracted, it means that I've been putting this out. So, you know, if I were to imagine, and I tell people this all the time, imagine this. Imagine that you are putting out an energy that's going to attract this. What would that feel like?
Mm.
Where would it come from? And so when you can identify that or even just imagine it, now you have something to go on. So you can be like a detective. And as you go about your day, if you then start to feel that stuff coming up again, you say, whoa, that's what she was talking about. Oh, that's going to attract this. And it becomes such a powerful, powerful method of just being consciously alive and knowing that we truly do have the power to create and manifest anything that we want in our lives. And all it requires is that we are aware of it and we're willing to take the action.
Well, I love what you just said about that, you know, going backwards, because like we were talking about earlier, most people aren't really aware of their feelings, and because it's not a mind thing, it's a body thing.
And
we're so not in our bodies, and so when you ask your clients or people you coach to say, well, this is what you have now, let's go backwards in time and have you feel, you know, what the energy would be to create what you have now, so that when they feel it again, they can get that red flag and go, whoa, wait a second. This is what I got last time. Do I really want that?
Right. Yeah.
But that is great. That's a great teaching tool. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And it's so powerful. And really, when you get the hang of it, it's so simple to do. But, you know, this is another thing I like to remind people of. I mean, when you first started to learn how to ride a bike, you didn't just hop on and start riding around the block. It took practice. And this is something that's going to take practice, too. So please be kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be generous. Be compassionate. Know that we are fine-tuning this over and over and over. There's not a day that goes by where I say, woo, where did that come from? And, you know, and I consider myself pretty, you know, pretty aware. And yet I still, you know, am always challenged, because we have these very powerful subconscious thoughts that really have all the clout.
And I totally agree with you, and I was just going to make that comment, too, when you did, so thanks for doing that. I think that many people who are, you know, following The Secret and the Law of Attraction can get very down on themselves, and it's always an opportunity when we so-called make a quote-unquote mistake, you know, or go back to our old patterns to just go, oh, well, I did it again, ha-ha, you know, and then move on. As opposed to, oh, there I do it again, I'm so awful, I'm so terrible, I'm never going to get this down, you know, well, I should be more aware, and then go on and on and on in that sort of train. So, yeah, it's great to know that, you know, even people that teach this stuff have to do it daily.
Of course, we always have to be diligent. Yeah.
And the rewards are great, that's why we do it.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, you wonder how you lived life before, honestly,
right.
When you start to get what's happening. So it's really all about being in, you know, that seat of power and remembering that it's never about having power over anyone else or anything else but yourself.
Absolutely. Now, could you speak a little bit more about the action piece? Because that's something that I've definitely noticed that there's a saying, and I don't know who said it. Maybe you do. It goes something like this. If you want something that you've never had before, then you're going to have to do something you've never done before.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where that came from either, but, oh, my goodness, truer words have never been spoken. I know that Einstein, you know, said something, I think it was something like, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things and expect a different result.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, it's insanity. So, you know, what we have to do again, I mean, it's all about our own detective work. You know, okay, what would I have to do to create this? What would that person look like who would be able to create this? What do they feel like? What are their thoughts? Maybe, you know, how do they dress? What are they reading? Who are the friends that they're hanging out with? And this is how we begin to create the whole picture. This is all valuable, valuable information, because as we can clarify this picture, this vision, what happens is we are going to have a much easier job of being in alignment with it. You know, our brains have been hardwired to completely support this attraction process. The brain believes that every single thing it sees is real. Well, that's very powerful. So as we can hone in on what this looks like for us, well, we can start to supply some of that information that the universe needs in order to respond to us. So that is part of the action. Go about your day and collect data. Collect data that's connected to what it is that you want to manifest. And practice, practice, practice what it's going to feel like when you have it. Because what you're doing is you're actually setting a new vibrational tone. It's a frequency. Exactly. It's like a blueprint. It's a roadmap. And you will know exactly how to get to where you want to go.
It reminds me, Marcy, of the workshops that I've done for elite athletes. There was one where we did a celebration of them winning the Olympic gold medal. And I said, okay, now this is your job. You've got to convince me that you've just won the Olympic gold medal. I want you hooting and hollering. I want you to, you know, blow the roof off this place and make it real. And it was fascinating just to see who was really uncomfortable with that. You know
sure.
What I mean? Like, I mean, it's in a safe space and with everyone supporting, it was fascinating. And there are other people that were just really into it. And afterwards, they're like, wow, this is such a powerful exercise. I never even thought of doing something like this. It seemed almost silly, ridiculous, you know? But then the people that were a little bit shyer started just kind of getting entrained to see what everybody else was doing, and they started smiling and shouting and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really interesting, that whole setting the blueprint and how important that is.
Sure it is. And I know for people, too, who have difficulties in claiming these things for themselves, I know that sometimes what I've done is I've had them claim it for another. What would it be like if you saw your best friend or your daughter or your brother or your sister? what would it be like for them? And what happens is then we can begin that transference of being able to claim it for ourselves. But for a lot of people, that's really the issue, because underneath it all, there's an unworthiness that is really setting the vibrational tone. Underneath it all, it's the vibration of being unlovable that's setting the vibrational tone. It's the unworthiness, the unlovability, the ineptness, the all of these things that, you know, sort of come up and rear their ugly heads and sabotage our manifestation efforts. So if someone really cannot claim this for themselves, then ask them to claim it for another and let them look through somebody else's eyes until it becomes more and more comfortable and they get softer within them with the concept of claiming it for themselves.
Oh, that is a great idea. I don't think I've thought of that before, and that's so true, that and myself included, who used to be the poster child for codependency, it was really hard for me to do anything for myself. I could fight for someone else, no problem.
Yep.
I could help others, but I had a hard time helping myself, so that's great. That's a wonderful suggestion. What other tools can you share before we, you know, break, and then you let us know about your other products and services?
What other tools can I share? Well, I think, again, that when it comes right down to it, the whole success of this law of attraction is really based upon our ability to embrace every aspect of ourselves. So whatever it is that you need to do to facilitate that processing is absolutely essential. The bottom line is always this. Everything begins and ends with us. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. They just want something to work for them. But we're the only ones working for us. We are the ones working for us. So we have to do this internal work ourselves. And as we do, the most miraculous things happen. We are actually raising our vibrational frequency. When we raise that vibrational frequency, everything that we attract towards us is different. So again, in order for all of this to work, it has got to work because we are doing the work.
Right. It's not about sitting back and just kind of what I used to call wishful thinking or hoping a bag of money will drop on your head while you watch 12 hours of TV.
Or that every time a limousine drives by you, you're angry and say, oh, I wonder what they did to get there. How many people did they walk over? Oh, who do they think they are? You have to be aware of how you're feeling. And if you have feelings like that that are coming up in connection to relationships, partnerships are only for other people, and then tell us that you want a soulmate relationship. Well, there's a huge gap there. That gap has got to be closed, and you are the only person who can close the gap. So you know what? Sometimes we need professional help. Sometimes we, you know, need to work on our personal awareness. Sometimes we, you know, need to be diligent about doing transformational work. There are so many different ways that we can do this. And the point is that each person has to find what works for them and do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I, I love it. Another person said once, one of my teachers said, look at plants. You know, if they're not growing, what are they doing? They're dying.
Sure.
And he said, if you're not growing, consistently growing, you're dying. And so when people expect a different outcome from the same sort of thing that they're doing, but they haven't really spent the energy or time to grow themselves beyond their own comfort zone, then they often don't necessarily get what they say they want.
Right. And the other aspect of that, if you do watch a plant that's growing, They do everything in their power to stay alive. Did you ever see a plant that's like wound around a tree or something, just making sure that they get the sunlight that they need, or their roots are in the most incredible configurations, making sure that they get the, you know, the vital water that they need or the nutrients that they need? They do everything in their power to stay alive and get what they need.
Yeah.
So we need to just follow the root of nature, and we will have everything that we want and need in our lives.
Great advice. Marcy, would you share with us some of the special events that you have coming up and about how people can get connected to you?
Sure. And what I'd love to also mention to all of your listeners is that I have been blessed with this incredible ability to create products that help people to take these principles of the law of attraction and to actually put them into action. And so what I've done is I've created a whole product series of manifestation tools, and these are kits. They're not like anything you've ever seen before. I'm the only company in the world that has anything like them. But I've created a product for every single aspect of life that they're looking to improve. So there's something for love, relationships, money, health, you name it. There is a product there. And again, this is all about getting the tools that we need to actually put into action the manifestation that we say that we want in our lives. So all of those products are found on my website, which is heartlightsinc.com, and it's spelled HEARTLITESINC.com, as well as I have a teleseminar series that's coming up, and it's called Finding Strength in These Turbulent Times. You can go to my website. It's right on my homepage, and register for that teleseminar. I'm going to be talking about self-love and how essential it is to manifest all the wonderful things that we say we want. And there are 24 other really wonderful spiritual teachers and leaders who have just loads of advice and tools for everyone in any aspect that they are looking to improve. And I'd like to call everyone's attention also to two more things on my website. One is there's a free law of attraction guide you just need to register for. And then there's also something called the Breast Health Initiative. And I am asking every single listener to join me in creating this new paradigm of health where we are utilizing the principles of the law of attraction to create only what it is that we want, and that's breast health. So join me. Let's bring our focus in. There's a whole list of daily breast health affirmations that people can use and share them with your friends, your family, and let's really start to become proactive in creating all the many ways that we want to be living our lives. And that certainly is happy, healthy, and whole. So again, my website is Heartlights Inc., HEARTLITESINC.com. And everything that you need to create that shift that you're looking for is right there. And I'm so happy that you're going to be joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, this has been such a delight to have you on the show. And so make sure that you check out Marcy Newman's products at HeartLightsIncorporated.com. Well, actually, HeartLightsInc.com. And that 12-week seminar sounds absolutely wonderful, and I think you said it was free. Is that right?
It is absolutely free. So,
wow.
And all you need to do is register one time, and all of the programs will be archived, so if people are not able to listen in live, you can just go at your leisure at any time and get, you know, just all these wonderful, wonderful opportunities to expand and grow and be aware and get everything you need to be nourished and nurtured.
Oh, that's fabulous. Any last, for a couple minutes left, any last words of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners?
Again, just that, you know, our only job is to, I think, is to just surrender and to allow the greatness and the beauty and the love that's inside of us to radiate out. And I think it's in that surrender that we actually become our most powerful beings. So just learn that you have every reason to trust that everything that you need and want and desire is meant to be yours. It's your birthright. So let's just surrender and let it show itself to us. I know that that's a big nut for a lot of people, but, oh, my gosh, there's nothing more powerful.
Well, I can definitely tell that you absolutely love what you do.
I do.
Yes. Oh, it's so great. And thank you again for Marcy Newman from Heart Life Incorporated being in our show, our wonderful Law of Attraction teacher. Make sure you check out her site and the free 12-week seminar, as well as some of her awesome products and services. And, well, maybe until next time, Marcy.
Yeah, that would be great. I look forward to it.
Okay,
and
great.
Many blessings to everyone. Live life fully.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And
have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And thanks for listening to the show. You're listening to Law of Attraction and Love with Dr. Karen Kann. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can go to my website at www.lawofattractionandlove.com. All right. Take care, everyone.